USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett got her chance to speak near the end of the first day of her confirmation hearings. In her opening statement, Barrett told the Senate Judicial Committee what motivated her to accept the nomination.
I chose to accept the nomination because I believe deeply in the rule of law and the place of the Supreme Court in our nation. I believe Americans of all backgrounds deserve an independent Supreme Court that interprets our Constitution and laws as they are written. And I believe I can serve my country by playing that role.
Tech stocks led a surge as the market posted a six-week high on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 250 points to close up nearly 1%. The S&P 500 gained 1.6% on the day. And the Nasdaq Composite surged up 296 points, gaining 2.5% on the day's trading. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As President Trump returns to the campaign trail with tonight's rally in Florida, the White House is pushing for this week's cancel debate to go on as originally scheduled. White House Deputy Communications Director Brian Morgenstern told reporters that the president is ready for another face-to-face showdown with Joe Biden.
The president is ready to debate, and his doctors have cleared him for participating in public engagements. They've said he's no longer a risk for transmission. So it would be nice if the commission would get the debate back on the schedule. I think the president's ready to go. He wants to be on stage debating Joe Biden in person. So if they'll do that, get it back on the schedule, I think the president would be happy to show up.
The mayor of a Tennessee town that hosts the Bonnaroo Music Festival has died of COVID-19. The city of Manchester, Tennessee, announced Monday the passing of Mayor Lonnie Norman more than a week after he was hospitalized for the virus. Norman was elected to his third term as mayor for the town of 10,000 people back in August. He was 79. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
For the first time since 1983, there wasn't a Columbus Day parade in New York City. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
There was no in-person Columbus Day parade in New York City this year. The Columbus Heritage Foundation, which plans the event, announced the decision in a video posted to its website and YouTube channel on Friday, saying this was due to the coronavirus pandemic. In recent years, a collection of cities and states have chosen to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day, including Minnesota, Vermont, and San Francisco. As far as what people get wrong about Christopher Columbus, Dr. Robert Royal tells Fox News,
"Look, if your kids have gone to public schools for the past couple of decades, the two phrases they probably learned about Columbus is one, that he was a genocidal maniac, which of course no historian really believes, or that he was worse than Hitler. Now, Hitler killed 40 million people and then actually did try a genocide against the Jews. He killed 6 million Jews in Europe. So these comparisons are ridiculous, but they have been part of our educational system for decades. And that's one of the reasons why these young people, you see them stomping on statues of Christopher Columbus, because, and I don't even blame them, because they've been taught that he's some sort of monster."
The Nobel Prize in Economics has gone to two American economists whose work improved auctions. Stanford professors Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson were awarded the prize Monday for what the Nobel Committee called improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.